Good morning, Uma. Good morning, Torkel.
Good morning.
Welcome to
good
our studio. Morning. A week ago, you gave me a booklet on Petra. Mm-hmm. What is Petra?
Petra is a project to make, a new entrance gateway to Auroville. It will be a new, much more comprehensive visitor center trying to showcase Auroville in its full diversity.
Mm-hmm. Also, our Auroville experience. Currently, visitors, when they enter, they do not have a full experience if in one day one has to talk about it. And they end up seeing a little bit of a product which is we have made, and it is in visitor center, and they have some food, they meet Matri Mandir kiosk, and then they go back. So some of our friends, when they came up on this, also said, why it is like that? Auroville is so rich and so vast, and we don't know it. So this also inspired us to look at it, how, what it is, this experience, and how that can be consciously brought together.
So Petra would be mainly for the visitors, for our window outside?
No, it will also be for Aurovillians, because it will be, contain art and exhibitions and workshops. So it will also be a meeting point where Aurovillians can meet visitors, and it will also be seen as a possibility that not all visitors has to penetrate into the center of Auroville to meet Aurovillians. We can actually find a meeting point which is at the borderline.
And also it will be far more holistic, that there is a lot of opportunity for youth and architects and art and design and architectures, and which is fabulous. And that for that, everybody is coming inside Auroville trying to meet people, but it need not be like that.
So we should add, how many visitors do come, let's say, on weekends or yearly?
Already now, visitor centers say they have 700,000 visitors coming every year, and it's growing very fast. I think the purpose of this project is for sure not to get more visitors as such, but actually to try to get, you could say, the right visitors, the one who are really interested, not just want to come and see the Golden Globe or anything like that.
But, so it's like a filter?
It should work as a filter, yeah.
For community at large, community would experience as a filter. Mm-hmm. Yes,
but you could say that the main concern why we came to this project is a concern that now Auroville is turning 50 years, and despite all the plans, we are still very much a village in the forest. And this is, I think, the group behind it really see a big need that we have to move towards a township. Many of the problems all will face, both economy and otherwise, is that we are simply not enough people. There's not enough human resource, and there will be not enough economy. We have facilities for a much larger city. We have built that, and it's very beautiful in a way. But unless we do a serious effort to have more people to stay here and actually work towards building a city, then it will be difficult to continue.
The name is funny, no? Participatory Entrepreneurial Training and Research in Auroville. How did you come up with that?
Well, it started with a very emotional reason. Petra was our secretary in our Integral Entrepreneurship Lab, and she suddenly passed away. And we knew how she was committed to Auroville as economy and the future of Auroville, and we wanted to hold that presence of her, which we could feel it. That current project, we named it after her, and we found a meaning, and it came up a very beautiful meaning. But actually, it is our homage to our dear Petra, who had been so hardworking in our group. Mm-hmm. Now soon this project will merge into much larger line of force project, and Petra will slowly fade away, but we feel very proud that something has been held together for last 2 years and has come to this point.
Okay, you mentioned the group. So who is in this group? I mean, what is that group?
So initially it started with, it is born under IEL, Integral Entrepreneurship Lab of Auroville, which was born out of Auroville Retreat. And we have in our group, Torkil, myself, Aurelio, Tania, Jaya, Helena, Judith, sometime Tuan helping, and Manuel Thomas has been helping into the how the finance part of things will go on, and many presentation has happened. Now team has become much, much bigger. So we have a Matrimandir team coming on board. Visitor centers we are integrating. We also have a Habitat group from Luis from Citadin, who is interested in the next project would be in the collaboration with Petra. So we are now talking about line of four. So line of four, which is the largest one, line number one, let's say, or line of goodwill currently we are talking about. So this will, it's a much larger group base, which is even growing. Yesterday we had a conversation with the Youth Hive. We are looking at projects which are looking for space and they have not finding their position. Can we integrate them all together? So it is in process. We are many, many people right now, and we see it even growing further under the Line of Force project.
So the Petra would be the gateway, it would be a filter, but it would be also facilitating the other groups or regions working on a specific projects, probably revolving around international zone.
Yes, we are. International zone is our immediate neighbor, so a lot of activities will be integrated in that. And what we see is that our main focus as a Petra group had been Auroville economy, and especially after Manuel Thomas and Hank Thomas presentation, where they said that economy is actually falling, you are in a red zone. And that really, it had been our concern. We all know there's nothing new about it. What is new about it, the group of people are trying to work on it, and they are very serious. So this is where I would say the Petra comes into that, where a deep commitment to see what can we stretch ourselves to make Auroville economy better. Can we make Auroville economy better where everybody is included? And what we see it Auroville economy is a simple, beautiful, rich life for all, as Sri Aurobindo says. And if that has to happen to the community, many things must change. And economy surely will become a catalyst. If it is not a destination, things will turn around just because we have a place to work. Our youth will stay home. They would have a more opportunity to engage, which currently we do not have. And for that, somebody has to work. And we are on.
There's a lot of stress on the collective economy of Auroville now. The BCC is facing serious problems getting enough funds to.
But that's connected with the consciousness of the individual, isn't it?
It's all connected. It's not in isolation, you are right. But our work is our expression, and it is very directly connected to our consciousness all the time. That's why we are here for the yoga. So it's not that the Auroville economy or economy per se is out of context of consciousness, not at all. But how do we bridge it in a very, very real terms? Now, BCC's issue is very real, that if we do not have enough resources, how are we able to give maintenance to people, and many more people has to be maintained and so on. So
indeed, the present economy does not provide any room for anybody who wants to join Auroville who does not have economic means. So the present situation is that Auroville ends up being only for people who have enough funds to join, and it will create another Auroville, which I don't think anybody is really interested in. So unless we can provide the economic means that you could say, Auroville is in the lucky situation. A lot of young people actually would like to join Auroville. The problem is that they can't find the economic way that makes it possible for them.
Okay, you were saying the Petra might perpetuate that. So how do you see how could boost our economy?
Partly it's because of the units who will have we want to promote. The only way that BCC can get more funds is actually if the units get a bigger turnover and can provide more funds for the common.
Also, we had been focusing on currently our economy is very much based on the donation economy. So a lot of things gets funded in Auroville, and if it is we, and it's not going to be like that in the future. More and more this fund economy has to shrink, and it will be in our favor that it shrinks rather than we continue in that way. We so much got used to that government of India will give this fund and we will do this, and then this fund will come and we will do. Good example is our 50th birthday. We are totally looking forward to the government of India to give us a grant to do something. But is this the way we want to think? And is this the way we are going to build our economy or the city of Auroville? We are not so sure about it. We think that we sooner should try to get out of it as much as we can. And for the first thing we need to do is to parallelly strengthening the systems and the means where Auroville can grow. And this economy is a very, very serious chapter into that. So our current economy's growth in Auroville has been few individuals have stretched themselves and somehow managed to create a unit and somehow managed to survive and somehow managed to grow where they are. But there is nothing has been done to support this unit to go into from a station A to station B in terms of growth. We have not done anything. So even in that, we are looking at acceleration program under Petra, that how many unit inside Auroville has a potential to grow and what they do the need and how do we get there. And this is parallelly going on. So Petra will not be just making a gateway of Auroville as infrastructure, but also will have a inbuilt a lot of possibilities opening up and seriously looking at it. We have done a lot of talking. Right now we are focusing on what are we doing about it. So there's a series of presentation has happened. Last presentation was to business executive, and we had invited 50 top business executive of Auroville to come together and look at it and saying, do you think that we are willing to stretch ourselves to the future? It's not about ourselves today. It is not about unit growing for themselves. It is about if unit has to grow, they have to grow for the collective. And the sense of service. We don't also do not see the difference or a gap between so-called unit and services in the deeper sense.
At the moment it is.
It is in more in our mind. As a business executive, everybody works at the service of Auroville. We don't even own our business. What are we talking about? There's no business anywhere in the planet that you do and you don't own it. You are just an employee then. But over here, that there are business executives, they don't own anything, and the whole world is surprised. But we are all only in the dilemma of thinking that there is a polarity. We see that business is also for service, and service is also for service. If business is not for service, then let's talk about it and make it better to make it align it to service. But I don't see there is this gap. I don't see it. In my mind, it does not exist.
Business units of Auroville is a service for Auroville, basically.
It is a service.
And it should be like that.
And if not, then let's change our language and align it. We would be able to do that. Most of the unit, if you come closer to them, most of the unit are as a service. But we are not close enough to see how they function, you see. But that's okay.
Yeah, the mother also said to whoever God means that, let's say money, it does work for the Auroville, for the collective, yeah? And you're just blessed enough that you had it at the starting point that you could put it into the service.
Exactly.
Out of that, in the pamphlet, it's also written that you expecting that the project would be like 100 crores worth it?
Yeah, maybe more.
And you expecting the outside finance for that. How do you see?
Okay,
I don't have an idea. How did you...
I guess Torkil should talk about it. You are an economist.
Okay. We have different external partners who are into finance and into the Indian. They don't see much problem in getting this kind of funding. It can be partly funding which will have to be repaid. It can be partly big Indian companies who want to use their CSR spending within that. And they see that a project like this would interest many Indian companies actually to be part of that.
Would be loans and...
There will be loans, yes.
So the companies then they will have an input in there, no?
No, they will not have the input. It will be totally Auroville managed. It's not like you don't see that they will have their names anywhere. I think that time is over. You will not have a presence of names like that. it can be many companies which we want to be connected to. Tata is a good example that they probably might be want to be connected to this project. We for sure can find Indian companies who are in line with some of the values we will also represent. And loans will also be probably a bit soft loans, even people who are interested in this concept and to be associated with the values that are in Auroville. I don't think any of us actually see the financing as the biggest problem.
Our biggest problem will be our community processes and community consensus. That's where our biggest bottleneck is. Finances, we don't see it as it's a big issue. Even the managing of it and even the repaying of it, the team who is involved deeply, they know that the planning of finance and delivery of it is possible, and it's rather easily, much easily possible than community would think or agree to. It's a big amount and we are not used to talking about the amount like that. So what the first thing it does is that it frightens people, and that's normal. That's normal. But then the reality is that there's so much growth is going around, even around Pondi and in Tamil Nadu, that numbers are in big, only we don't know it. And it just have to be comfortable.
India
is moving ahead.
Apart from the
fast.
Rest of the world, India is moving really fast and
very
it's growing
fast.
Really fast.
Yeah.
You said the biggest obstacle is going to be the community. How?
We, as a community, we are a little bit fragile or quick or sometimes get agitated with a very small thing. And that had been become our culture, you see. So our administration gets slow in just gets into discussing. And sometimes we believe that the more we discuss, the problem is solved while discussing. But that's not true. The problem gets solved while we act on it, not when we discuss on it. And that clarity as a team we have. Now, if I'm frightened with the finance, if anybody sees this 100 crore and they jump off their seat thinking that next day they would be in the jail because of all the liability of this will be on their head. But that's not true. It will not be done like that. It will be made sure that the community has no liability of whatsoever, and if BOT model of this kind gets planned. Or all of these responses, which is, I won't say childish, but it's a little bit like that. And there are people who are serious about it, but we don't know them. So we start questioning and start jumping. So much noise and confusion. One nice confusion is right now is that Petra is going to be a Disneyland. I mean, how can we imagine that any of us would like to make and think about a Disneyland? I won't. I won't even sign up myself for it. But what I see is that We do not have a lack of, rather, we are very, very, have a questioning attitude for some reason. It comes from deep down in us that we are constantly willing to question. And that's a little disturbing. And this kind can be a collective, can be a hurdle where we don't have a faith in the future. We have all the faith on how it will not work, and let's sort that out first. Let this Petra guy team has to answer everything right now. Before that, we will not do any collaboration. If it was like that, will even Auroville start as a project? I'm not so sure. If somebody has to question mother all of that and say, you know, but don't you think there is a barren land and one day it will have whatnot? Future has its own power. What we can do is to open ourselves and trust that it is coming. And that takes time. And for collective to arrive at that space is not going to be easy. And that's our journey. Material processes and monies and resources and so on is still easy. But this whole collective consciousness, willing to take a leap to the future, is a task.
For many, I think it's a big paradox that Auroville has so much land, and yet it's extremely difficult to get any place to build. You can see Bihar now, Mitra 2, they can't find any place to build. And it's a bit of a paradox, and it's even worse for the development of Auroville, because acquiring more land without using it will be in the future very difficult, because the tension toward the people outside or will be even higher. If we use the land, yes, I think we can acquire more land, but if we just want to have the land and not use it, it will be extremely difficult in the future.
It's probably the paradox of our childish behavior and, as you mentioned, our culture. Anyhow, are you planning to any action in near future, like a presentation to the white community or something? Because I believe that you are action oriented. Yes?
Yeah, so less talking, please.
So we have to do the action itself for the project.
So we are looking at, first is that when the team begin to grow and it's already operating on a different level, what we see is that our first action would be to let that larger team land and then talk about it. Then we no more talk about Petra, we'll talk about something else, a joint project, a line of force project, a line of goodwill project. So we feel ourselves that we are in a transition point, and some of us were also a little bit reluctant to give an interview on the Just as a Petra group, because soon it is disappearing. But maybe it's a last Petra as a team would not be talking about Petra. It will become a detail of a larger context. So the conversation was that should we talk about larger context, should we talk about Petra as a project? But maybe it's very good start that we talked about Petra, and also we are talking that soon it is merging or disappearing or fading into a bigger ocean. And once that gets landed, it will be open, or the second action would be to plan a community presentation and get something more touchable, you know. It's just not that we are again the blah blah meeting. So
but since you you're colliding it with the line of force, and that is the first one of the galaxy,
the largest one,
I think it's written up to 18 floors.
The last end, yes, is 18 floor, and Matri Mandir would be just one ground floor.
But that also collides with the development of the city, no? So how the architects, are there any architects on the board? How do they see it?
A lot of architects are excited, I guess. But the Petra as a project will go for international competition. We think that that would be the right way, and it will become such architectural piece by itself. But same time, the larger line of force, there will be many architects will work, and there will be a lot of Auroville architects involved into it. It's not a closed project. So
the first step for the line of force is to define the language in that. We have seen the different models of the line of force, but they have never been really detailed. The only architect who worked on this is Anupama, and she will be asked to see if we can get this concept described enough that anybody can work on it. The line of force is such a long project. It's 1.2 kilometer long. It will not be built in one go, of course, but there will be many projects who will participate in it, but they all have to somehow merge into the same language. So the line of force comes out as one and not as a built together.
It sounds huge, no?
Yeah. But if you want to build a city, you have to take big steps, not small steps.
And it's time to stretch beyond our comfort zone. We have been just too comfortable for long.
It's nice to be in a village with a small house and a white fence. And you think that you're in a city, no? I mean, it is our comfort zone for sure.
Yeah.
And if each of us does question ourselves why we're here for, how we can implement the reason why we maybe came in the first place, then it can work, no?
So let's go for it.
It was quite beautiful to actually walk the line of force, that because actually it has been marked many years ago, and there's not a single house within 100 meter. So yeah, it has been reserved for this purpose for so many years.
Yeah, it's in the blueprints. I mean, we all know it. I've seen it.
So our town planning does work.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, you see the maps.
They've been able to hold things. You can see other parts of India have not been able to hold any planning. Here we at least been able to reserve this area for so long time.
But that's because the whole concept was developed by Roger Anger, no?
Yes.
And approved by the mother as far as well. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any way that is also connected with the ancient Petra? Because the city was also alternative in many ways.
It
was not parallel.
I don't think you should. Petra is a working title. It will disappear.
Yeah.
It will be a gateway. We will have to find, or we'll have to decide what name it should be. this line of force have always been meant to be the entrance point. It's also the corridor. Inside the building is a corridor to Mathamandir.
Yeah.
So that's why this building, this line of force is opposite to all the other one, that it's actually very low towards Mathamandir and very tall outside. All the other ones are different. So this is the entrance point. So eventually Auroville has to decide what the name should be, if it's a human unity gateway or whatever we call it. But that we will not decide, that whole Auroville has to decide.
But still, I ask you for the timeline. You don't have an idea.
The timeline is, we have a very clear idea. It is 5 years. We expect to finish the Petra part within 5 years.
The easiest part to put a time on is actually when you have the go ahead to actually do it.
Yeah.
The difficult part is the
to have to go
the community process inside Auroville, how long time that takes.
So if you ask like what it is we would need, that we would need, if that can be a question, I don't know. What we need from is that not so much of a money or all of this, which we think. What we need is the community support and administrative support to not waste time, because in that we lose hell lot of time. And if it all goes fine, 5 years, Petra is ready.
So we just need to wait for the initial presentation of you guys, I believe, to the community, and then we'll see how the community will respond to it. You have any idea yet? I mean,
we have already gone to, we have met TDC, we have asked for a collective site permission, and it's in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And we are right now internally looking at how many partners we are coming on board, and it's just growing in numbers, and it's going to be a very beautiful collaborative process.
Yeah, we hope so. Let's stop it for today, and I will ask you to come to visit us again with some more details.
Thank you. Thank you for encouraging us use radio for communication. I find it
I think
it's
the communication
a beautiful medium.
Communication is the key. It's not only the radio, but unfortunately, this community does not communicate the right way or enough. That's
both.
My perspective as well.
Yeah.
And secondly, this community does behave as a village, so it's a rumor. Communication, which is also can be really destructive in many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyhow, thank you for today.
Thank
See you,
you
next
thank
time.
You. Thank you.